Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Settle down, Will. I get it. It's the man's mother you're talking about. Huh? Big night for the Anthonys. Huge night for the Anthonys.
I don't think it's overstating it to say that Roman Anthony and his family are here to save the Red Sox season.
We had said it before.
We have about no Roman other choice. Anthony. We're like, oh my God, call this guy up.
Yeah.
Now that he's here and we've met the whole family.
Yep.
What were they waiting for?
I don't know.
What were they doing for the last month
plus? The entire internet was able to creep out the sister, so there's that. You find out about the whole family tree. Will can't take his eyes off the mom. I mean, it was a hell of a night.
Do you want me to save what Real Life Tom said for Grab Bag, or do you want me to bring it up here? Probably better in Grab Bag.
Yeah.
But Real Life Tom came in squawking about Roman Anthony's sister.
Hey, listen.
I mean, Terp had her whole Instagram ready to go on twitch.tv /BostonWBE. Yeah.
But she became very popular. She was an overnight sensation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now that we've met the whole family, what were they waiting up for? What were they doing? Not calling him up.
It pisses you off even more, doesn't it? It does.
Yeah. It bothers me even more.
We could have had 2 more months of this guy and his family.
I didn't know Anthony existed.
Well, there's multiple Anthonys.
I didn't know any of the 3 Anthony Anthonys. Let me rephrase.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of them existed. I had no idea. And now they're here, and they are, Keith, spectacular.
They're amazing.
So let's
they sparked a win.
Let's stick with Roman for a moment. Okay. He's a big factor in the win last night.
Yeah, for
he
sure.
gave him a 2-0 lead with that 2-run double where, you know, I was watching the baseball. Will was all focused on his mom.
Yeah.
But he gives him the 2-0 lead. He makes a sliding catch in the outfield. He makes another nice catch later on in the game. I mean, almost single-handedly, he's the biggest factor. Well, is that fair to say? Giolito pitched well. We haven't really even talked about
Giolito,
him.
No, Giolito, especially coming off the performance that he had before where it couldn't have been any worse. Yeah, no, Giolito was really, really good, especially the bullpen's been so overworked. So for him to go 6th inning, that was great. That was important.
Him and the starting pitcher are the biggest factors in why you win that game yesterday. And it's 2 games into his career. So his debut was rocky.
Yeah.
He said he looked at home at the plate, looked poised at the plate, comfortable at the plate.
Yeah,
already in 1 game had more RBIs than Connor Wong.
Oh, way more than Connor Wong now.
Butchered a play in the outfield, so he gave it, then he taketh away.
Yep.
And then in game 2, he's already winning you games in Boston. Already.
But very important change was the uniform number. He now looks like a ball player.
I forgot about this.
He wore 48 like a jackass
in
the first game.
No good.
Switches to 19. Mm-hmm. Looks like a future Hall of Famer now. Mm-hmm. I think look the part, be the part. He did. He's driving the ball the other way. 2 runs are scoring. He looks much better in the outfield.
He does.
They also showed that they were teaching him how to field grounders prior to the game.
Yeah, what'd you think of that?
Odd. And Maloney pointed this out on the TV broadcast too. He's the top prospect in all of baseball. And then they're like, all right, here's how you field a ground ball.
By the way, do you not know how to field? We're going to teach you. One day, not even your first day on the job. We're going to wait until your second day on the job.
Strange.
To teach you how to field a grounder.
So that,
I didn't care for the kneeling on the towel, is what
I didn't like
care
that.
For. No.
Keep it clean.
Dirty up the uniform.
Yeah, but you're a pro ball player.
Yeah, but.
You're on TV.
Exactly. You're a pro ball player, so yeah, get some grass stains on there.
But you want.
Get a little dirt on there.
Yeah, but not like artificial, like, oh, where'd you get those? Oh, practice. You want to save it for the game.
I want a guy who's practicing so hard that he's getting his uniform done.
I don't want. Oh, he went like the Patrick Ewing full sweat before the game starts.
Yes,
I don't need that.
I mean, Patrick Ewing, you're really breaking my brain now because I don't want to defend Patrick Ewing, but yes,
full sweat.
Yeah,
he had a full sweat going. Like the game hasn't started, Patrick. I don't know what you're doing.
All you did was go through the layup line.
That's
dude.
It.
What are you doing?
That's it. What happened?
Why
to you?
Are you pouring?
See,
sweat?
He played a whole game. No, but Roman Anthony has also provided a little spark, I think, for. all of us, like anybody watching, listening to the game, this team had been teetering for a while and then just kind of fell apart. I mean, they're still three games under 500, so they're not. They're, by no means are they fixed.
No.
But you noticed it last night.
Undefeated with the whole Anthony clan in the building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him wearing 19.
That too.
Undefeated.
Do you want, so.
So, but I'm saying, like, when he comes to the plate now, isn't it like, oh, there's a guy. Yeah, I gotta watch this whole at bat.
48, no good.
Oh, stunk.
19, good.
Real nice.
I'm just looking over 19. Fred Lynn wore 19.
Freddie Lynn. He was tweeting about it.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was like, hey, okay, this served me well. Hopefully the same thing for Roman.
Okay, Fred Lynn wore it.
Your guy?
Well, my guy, I did reference this earlier today. Bradley briefly wore it, although he wore a bunch of different numbers. He wore 25, he wore 44, he did wear 19.
What was that about?
I don't know.
A little hot potato.
44 sounds like that's a call-up number, just like 48.
100%.
I don't know why you switched 25 and 19. If anyone should know it, it is me.
Yeah, yeah.
About good friend of the show, Jackie Bradley
Or when
Jr.
he left and then came back, did he have to wear a different one? Because maybe somebody else was wearing 19?
Good question. Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Do you have a list of guys?
Yeah, I do. So Fred Lynn was on there. Mike Maddox, who I'm only bringing up because who was the caller the other day who's like,
Dave Allen.
Dave Bush.
Mickey Mantle.
The guy who brought up Dave Bush, that caller, he was like, oh, my God, and now he's in Texas and their pitching staff's awesome. No, Mike Maddox is the pitching coach there. He's been the pitching coach there for
like
a long time.
It's
not even Dave Bush. Yeah. So what are you talking about? 19. Brian Rose, real nice couple of starts for the Red
Sox. Brian Rose?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was he traded for Pedro? Wasn't it Carl Pavano and Brian Rose? Oh, no, it was Tony Armas.
Yes.
They kept Rose.
Armas Jr.
Rose is in that group, though. Wasn't he in that?
And Pavano.
All right.
Rose. Rolando Araujo, who came up and may come up again.
He was one of the best
in the random baseball player.
It won't be
of the
him.
Day.
I'll have to change it.
Dante Bichette.
Yeah.
John Burkett. Gabe Kapler.
Dude, I saw a John Burkett game at Fenway Park against the Yankees. It was a big game.
I don't know if I saw a Red Sox-Yankees game. I'm sure I saw
sick brag, bro.
No big deal.
A John Burkett game
in fact,
at some point.
Ready to blow your mind?
Sure.
Brian Rose was traded with Jeff Fry and Wayback Wasdin for Rolando Araujo, Rich Crozier, and Mike Lansing.
Wow.
The laser.
Nice. Lansing, I don't think, liked it here.
No, I don't think anybody liked him here either.
Oh, well, that might be it. That might be
boring. I was not a fan of Mike Lansing.
John Burkett. Gabe Kapler. John Olerud.
Gabe Kapler fill out a uniform.
He would. How about this?
Yeah.
Josh Beckett. You like that?
I did. Well, every other year I did.
Good call.
He was good. Like, I think it was the odd years.
Koji Uehara. I think you were maybe one of the first on Koji Uehara.
I really was.
When they signed
him.
Dude,
he was nasty.
You were a big fan.
Thank you.
Let's go!
Before he took over as closer, you liked him as like a seventh inning guy.
I was like, put him at the end of these games.
Right when they signed him. You were like, they got Koji Uehara. I'm like, he's going to pitch the seventh inning.
Yeah, I'm glad you remember that.
What do I? I do
remember. I was very high on Uehara.
Do you remember Hirokazu Sawamura?
Less.
He was here.
I remember him less.
That guy took 85 minutes to throw one pitch.
Yeah, so he had to retire when they put in the pitch clock. Guys.
Pablo Reyes, who Alex Cora, while he was starting at shortstop, was like, that guy's not a big leaguer.
Yep.
Walk-off grand slam, though.
Yep.
Oh, right.
And then Sean Newcomb wore 19 earlier this year before Roman Anthony.
Sean Newcomb, local guy?
So I think, that's made a difference. I think at one game in, he's like 48 ain't right for me.
48's not a baseball number.
19.
Certainly not like a top prospect outfielder number. It's a terrible number. So now he probably feels a lot better in his uniform.
We played this once earlier. I think this is worth hearing a second time. Roman Anthony, when he was in the minor leagues, was asked about the names in his family.
Yeah. Roman's a good name.
And this blew my mind. I heard about this on the broadcast last night, that his father is named Anthony.
Yeah, Anthony.
Which blew my mind, but it turns out it goes way deeper than that. Let's hear this.
What's your dad's name?
Anthony. Yeah,
that's
it's Anthony. Not very creative, but yeah, you should see the looks we get at the airport when the family goes on a trip somewhere. It's pretty ridiculous, but our whole family, you know, we got a lot of Johns, a lot of Anthonys, so we didn't really get too creative with it, but my grandfather is also Anthony, so it runs pretty far back.
I absolutely love it. And I love how he didn't even just say, like, for the joke, he even, like, says first name, last name.
Yeah.
Because if somebody's like, what's your dad's name? You would just say, like,
Anthony.
His first name. Yeah, his name's Anthony.
Or even Tony. You try to dress it up a little bit. You're like, well, my dad's name is Tony.
He's like, no, it's Anthony.
And he's even like, he's a little bit ashamed. He's like, yeah, it's not very creative.
No.
It's really embarrassing when we go to the airport.
We're going to find a way to out-Italian you. We're more Italian than you. How? It's Anthony. That's how.
Well,
like, your face.
My grandfather was Anthony. My father's Anthony.
All right, you win.
My brother's Anthony.
Two Touche.
Which is just unbelievable.
It's pretty amazing. It's like, it's fantastic. Because I heard him, they said something like, oh, his dad, Tony Anthony. And then you're like, wait a minute. What?
Hang on. Back it up. Beep. Hang on.
So
what did you say?
That was a treat. And hopefully they go to many, many games. I don't know if they will, but I'll be rooting for it.
How about the place? I heard Lou talking about this morning. How about the place? They were right next to the clubhouse. I heard Roman talking about it after the game. He's like, yeah, I didn't know they were going to be right there.
I would not like that.
I didn't know they were going to be right there. Like, usually walking when they show off the field, you're walking right by them. They're right there.
It's weird, I feel like.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't your debut. It was your second game. But even still, normally when a guy's making his debut, they show the family in the crowd, and it's like,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Decent seats, but mm-hmm. like further back.
Yeah. Like Christian Campbell's family in Texas was up in the rafters.
I was just going to say the same thing. He was like, yeah, he's in the nosebleeds.
Was it
for
Jordan
God's sakes.
Love's family? Do you guys remember the game?
No.
I think it was Jordan Love. It was a football player.
Oh, they were in the last row.
Last row of the stadium. They were. We're in the old crow's nest here for Jordan Love. Like, I think that's our kid down there. I was like, you couldn't get him any other
I 100% thought of Christian Campbell.
No, that's weird. That's like
now that was
right
at least
there.
An away game. Now, these, I think, were John Henry's seats, I think, which he doesn't use.
Yeah.
Like, that guy doesn't need them.
I think the accountant, Ben Affleck, sat there before.
Good call. Yes, I
think
he
and J-Lo.
Yeah.
She was miserable, though. The first time they were together, they didn't seem very happy. Second time, they seemed happier, although same result. But you remember, they would famously be at games together, and she would just be, like, mad.
Yeah. A lot of baggage. By the time they got back together a second time, it was just too much baggage to overcome.
They did live a lot of life in between.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just all the same old fights, they're just right there under the surface. That can't be easy.
Like an Ana de Armas movie pops up, and she's just looking at him. And he's like,
Was that movie good?
The Ana de Armas one? Deep Water?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Okay, I thought so.
But they fell in love on set, so.
Deep Water?
Yeah. You ever see Deep Water?
The shark movie?
No, it's about, like, what was it, frogs?
I think you're thinking Open Water Jones.
Oh, you're thinking Open Water. Dude, Open Water is good.
Open Water.
Open Water is actually a legitimate shark movie. It's really good.
Who's in Open Water? That's not the Blake Lively shark movie.
No, that is The Shallows.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, too.
No, Open Water is, like, two people you probably wouldn't know. It's pretty much just two people and a bunch of sharks. A
lot of sharks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Deep Water.
Water full of sharks.
Deep Water, not good.
Yeah, no, I think it's The Shallows. The Shallows is the Blake Lively joint.
But I would say Anthony and Roman's mother, I don't think it's a J-Lo Ben situation. They seem very happy together, is what I would say.
Yeah.
And they're here to save the Red Sox season. We talked about this earlier. I am annoyed they're not going to play Anthony against lefties, him or Meyer.
This is a mistake. And I think if the team was as good as everybody thought they were going to be, and they're not, through 60-plus games, you could understand, be like, hey, we're still we want to develop these guys. These guys are going to help, but we're trying to win the whole thing. It was sort of like in 2013, right? Like, Bogaerts was playing third base, and you knew he wasn't going to be a third baseman, but you're like, this is what we're doing right now. And then we're doing what's best for the team, not necessarily what's best for all the young players. Your team stinks. The one benefit to that should be Campbell, Meyer, Anthony play every day, play a position every day. And they're not even doing that. And that's kind of unfortunate because at some point, those guys are going to have to hit lefties. Like, they're not coming out of the lineup at some point. So why not start that process now? Even if it's ugly for a little bit, even if you look up and you're like, man, 0 for 18 against, you know, lefties. Okay, figure it out.
Also, Roman Anthony mashed lefties in Worcester.
Yeah.
Mashed them. Now, the excuse I've heard, Cora made it before the game yesterday. I heard Lou say it on one of the broadcasts recently, and he reiterated this morning with Greg. It's like, well, there's no quality lefties in the minors because they all get promoted super fast.
Yeah, okay.
Which I get.
No, but it's I get it.
So he's not used to facing quality lefties and high-level lefties because they all zoom through the minors and none of them are in AAA, and if you're any good, you're in the major leagues. Okay, I get that. Now, how are you ever going to learn to hit them?
You didn't see them
in AAA. Right. Now you're here and they're here, and you can face them and learn something and learn how to hit off of them, and now you sit against them? That to me doesn't make any sense. The way to learn, I would think, to hit off those guys would be to actually face them. So I didn't like pinch hitting for Meyer the other night. It worked. Romy Gonzalez tied up the game. Alex Cora got a lot of credit for pushing the right buttons. I didn't like it. It did work. But I at least got that one. That's a high leverage lefty reliever coming into the game. They eventually did the same in Roman Anthony's debut in extra innings. Lefty reliever in a big spot with a guy on base. Okay. Let's get a righty in the game. Like, at some point, I get it. Every time there's a lefty starter, you're not going to get him in there?
No, I don't like that.
How many lefties are they facing in the Yankees series?
Three?
So are they?
Is it all three?
I don't know.
For real, it might be.
Well, they're definitely getting...
Freed.
Thank you. They're definitely getting Max Freed.
Freed's been awesome. Filthy. He actually has, I think, better Cy Young odds than even Crochet does right now.
Well, I think, is he 9-1 or something like that?
He's been okay, filthy.
Rodon is a lefty. Who they just hit around.
Ryan.
Yarborough a lefty? Yarborough's a lefty. Lefty, yeah, lefty, lefty.
So they're not going to play in the Yankee series?
So Anthony and Meyer. Hey, thanks, guys. Hopefully a righty reliever comes into the game. Don't even bother showing
Yarborough
up to
like
Fenway.
70 miles an hour. You can't put them out there for that.
No,
and
then
it's
like,
at home against the Yankees and you're not going to play them?
Right.
But then what are you going to play them when it's... If they go into the bullpen in like the sixth inning, are they going to come in then? Like, I'll just let them play the whole game.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
like,
look,
Rob Raff. So I'll give you this. Rob Raffsteiner does hit lefties great. Like, he's great at it.
And Romy Gonzalez is doing it right now too. So again, if you want to pinch hit for them, fine. And I guess they don't need to start all three games against the Yankees, but they should be starting in some of these games.
Yeah,
especially Friday, like you said. If Yarborough is going to be soft tossing from the left side, let those guys in there.
Well, like you said, like, all right, sit against Fried.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, sit against Fried, play the other guys.
Fried's been unbelievable. Play the righties in there. Carrabas, by the way, and this might be better, not just, you know, long-term development. It could make your team better by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Carrabas doesn't like it either. He says, I hate Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer won't be getting opportunities early on against lefties. Hate it. It's a developmental year. Let them develop.
I 100% agree. So if you start next year,
but
do they play lefties or no?
Well, yeah, you want them ready for next year for sure. They should be developing, but I'm not even making the case like blow off the year and let these guys develop and wins and losses right now don't matter. I'm not even saying that. I think these guys can help this year.
Yeah.
Get them on the field. They're here for a reason.
We'll never know.
They still don't let Willier hit lefties, so.
Okay, but that's different.
But it's been over a year, okay. And they still won't let him do it.
But that's not the same caliber of
prospect. No, it's not the same caliber of player, but that's their plan. But
even when he was hot, they would take him out. Like, even when he was somewhat hot and hitting higher in the order earlier in the year, they'd pinch hit for him.
But didn't in the clubhouse, didn't Cora bring him in against the lefty when he was going through his grandmother?
He left him in and he hit a home run.
Is that what
Believe
it was?
Or not. Lefty-lefty, he hit a home run.
No. He pinch hit for him. He took Tyler O'Neill out. Because I remember there's that line where he's like, I'll tell you about that later. And Tyler O'Neill's like, why am I coming out of the game?
In the hell is going on?
Yeah. And then it worked. But no, I think that was much more because of what was going on in his life.
Yeah, and it's an exception to the rule, right? They largely don't let Abreu do it. But I would just say, whatever, Willier Abreu, nice player. These guys are the future of your franchise. Like, I just think that's different.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, it's annoying. It's bothersome. And this series against the Yankees, great point, Nick. It's like, okay, they're going to go in. They're going to face the Yankees, three straight lefties. So what? These guys don't play?
They should play all the time.
We're not going to see them in potentially a massively pivotal series. The guys you called up.
You're going to sit for the weekend against the Yankees?
You called them up against your will. You waited for injuries to happen. You probably don't really even deep down want them here in the first place. But now they're here. You're not going to play them against the Yankees. Stupid.
I don't care for it.
Stupid. Yep. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And you got the manager, Alex Cora, live at Fenway Park here today. So stay tuned for it. We'll get you the clip du jour. A lot of material, I would say, for the clip du jour today. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
It's grab bag.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.